Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's
catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. In the studio tonight, Mark and Mary Wortman, multi-million dollar producers for the top broker in the Southwest Michigan region, Berrien County. It's At Properties. Over 100 sales in the past year and more than 35 listings currently as well on the market between the two of you and a great team. Mark and Mary, welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening, John. Yeah, it's great to be here. What a beautiful week we've been having.
Yeah, it's been a gorgeous month. Almost two weeks ago, Saturday, August 5th, At Properties had their Home for the Summer tour with houses that wrapped all the way up to maybe even Saugatuck and down around into northern Indiana along the lake. And there was over 100 homes. It was just gorgeous.
It was really successful. We had it on a Saturday. We had so many people coming through. They were so excited to go from one area to another area to another area. And then we ended up with a big party at the end down in New Buffalo. And it was very successful. We're going to do it every year. It's excellent. a great thing that they put together.
Yeah, and the marketing department for At Properties are just gorgeous brochures and flyers for that too.
Mm-hmm.
So a well promoted event. Any major sales for you come out of that event?
You know what's been very interesting is they started promoting this. We got out a little bit late on the promotion side of it, but they tried some traditional or non-traditional promotions on social media and different things. I saw an uptick in calls and showings starting about 5 days prior to the event, and it continues on to today. So a lot of the houses we had on tour, they were from 400 and up, and a lot of those homes normally are not open. So we had a lot of traffic, and a lot of people came in from Chicago to look at them, just to look at these houses. It was great. We're still seeing it. Very forward.
Out in the market right now, as we're wrapping up towards the end of August and another holiday coming up and kids going back to school and things like that, what are the top three things that you're seeing buyers looking at these days, whether we're talking about lakefront homes or primary residence in Southwest Michigan somewhere?
Well, what Mary and I are both seeing quite a bit is the number one thing is buyers are looking for updated homes. It used to be buyers would look for good opportunities, somebody else's Band-Aids, and they would fix it up and move forward. Today, the buyer's attitude's a lot different, and they really are looking at walking in, taking the keys, and enjoying the house. So they're really looking for updated houses. Houses that are 20, 30, 40 years old, if they've been updated, they will get top dollar. And so we're seeing a lot of that. And we are seeing people walk because there's wallpaper on the walls and simple things like that. So I would say number one, would you agree, Mary, is the house needs to be updated?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah, that's what all my buyers are looking for right now. They're not looking for fixer-uppers. Yeah.
Well, there are those investors out there, but that's not the majority of the folks. And we're still seeing 6-7 buyers for every house that's on the market. So one of the things we're seeing lately is offers get accepted, clients apply, we order appraisal, and then something on the inspection or the pest inspection comes back and squashes the deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's disappointing. Then you got to go out and find another house.
Yeah.
And not everybody's very happy about that.
No, but I think for somebody who's listing their house, it tells you that you got to make sure that your house is in shape and ready. Even if you haven't done the updates yet, you know, do I have termites somewhere? That'd be a good thing to know, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
have it
just
checked.
The simple things, too. We're not talking about spending a lot of money getting your house ready.
No.
I mean, just painting the walls and getting rid of some of the old shag carpeting and things like that will pay big dividends. You'll get your money back, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have some phenomenal listings to talk about tonight. So let's take a quick break and take care of some of that business side of radio. And then, well, you got over 35 listings currently. So
I have a lot to talk about.
34.
Well, some of them are in backup, so that's a good thing. They've taken offers.
No, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. good. We're mm-hmm. talking to Mark and Mary Wortman from At Properties. Mark, what's your cell phone number?
My number is 269-876-2929.
And Mary?
269-208-1753.
And because I didn't print out my, 10-page bio of each shoe, what's the website?
The website is mwortman.com, or you can also find us on the At Properties website.
Yeah, and if you Google Mark or Mary Wortman, you both come up. We're talking with Mark and Mary Wortman At Properties. We'll be right back on Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace in the studio tonight. Mark and Mary Wortman. Mark's cell phone is 269-876-2929. Mary's 269-208-1753. And the website for the Wortmans, besides the At Properties website, is mwortman.com, where you'll find all their listings. Beautiful home on Moccasin Path in St. Joe. 2140 Moccasin Path is the address. $279,900, the listing price. 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, a little over 2,300 square feet, all levels. Mary, tell me about this house.
Oh, my goodness. If you've been waiting for a house that has European overtones, very, very unique, well cared for, and has a little bit of a Norwegian look to it, it's awesome. You won't find this home anywhere else. It's definitely a custom home. It's in a very pretty neighborhood, lots of large pine trees, rolling hills. They have the grape vineyards on the end of the cul-de-sacs. It's just beautiful, and it is in the St. Joe school system. It's going to be open this Sunday if you want to come over and check it out. 12 to 2.
12 to 2 on Sunday. You've got a fireplace.
Yes.
The SEV and the property taxes are right in line with where it's priced, so you shouldn't see a big jump there in property taxes by any means. And they're only $29.25, which for St. Joe schools, and a St. Joe mailing address is, that's low. My property tax, I have a lot less square footage, a lot less yard, and a lot less house than this, and my taxes are almost that high.
Well, so. Yeah. When you're in Royalton, it seems like the taxes are just a little bit lower. So, it's a good value.
Yeah, and but Royalton is a quick jump to anywhere you want to be.
So close. Right there.
Plus, it's got vaulted ceilings and a really nice three-season room and a deck on the back. It's perfect for Southwest Michigan this time of year.
Yeah, two-car attached garage?
Yes.
Main floor laundry. Was it main floor and a laundry?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it has a bonus room that is really fun. You go up a little winding staircase and there's a bonus room they used as a bedroom, but it could be an office.
Playroom.
Yeah.
Nice. Address again is 2140 Moccasin Path in St. Joe. The listing price is $279,900. Three bedrooms, and again, 2.5 baths. Mm-hmm. And open house Sunday from noon until 2. Mary's cell phone, 269-208-1753. You know, you could buy it before Sunday.
Oh, yes. I'd be happy to show it to you.
website mwartman.com, and Mark's cell phone is 876-2929. Let's jump down to Bridgman.
Yes.
3133 Fairway Lane. My assumption is Fairway Lane puts me near a golf course. Is that
it? Is. It's right across the street in a subdivision by the golf course there.
Near Pebblewood.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's got a couple acres. It's beautiful trees. It comes with two lots, so you have plenty of space. It's I wouldn't say totally secluded, but it's you don't have a neighbor right on top of you. And it's very, very unique.
Oh, the design, the pictures on the website. You have to go out to the website and look at the pictures. The
yes.
address, again, is 3133 Fairway Lane in Bridgman. Mm-hmm. Listing price is $339,900. Three bedrooms and two baths, but the house design is gorgeous. Those look like sunlights in the front there going right into the living room.
Yeah, it's energy efficient, and it's got a lot of cool windows that are on the roof there that look down on the kitchen eat-in area. Then they have a very large fireplace that's in the center of the home. It's well cared for. It's a one-owner home. They built it, and they hate to leave it, but, it's time. It's you know, as you get older, it's sometimes hard to do the yard or whatever.
Yeah. And, or this isn't the second floor, right? There's a second floor.
Yeah,
there's
a second floor.
Yeah.
But, it's really cool because it's not your standard cookie cutter two-story home. Both the bedrooms upstairs have lofts in them. So they have little ladders go up the loft so kids can, climb up there. And it's a really, really cool house. It's not your standard home. And it's just a fun place to go to.
Well, the landscaping is gorgeous. And from the main picture, looking in down the driveway to the front of the house, it almost looks like an A-frame. But instead of looking at an A-frame where you're looking at the point, you're looking at the side of it.
Right. Yeah, because I guess it is sort of an A-frame type design.
Mm-hmm. 2,230 square feet, all levels. Property taxes, $2,287 last year, 100% homesteaded.
As a main floor, master main floor laundry, and then a two-car attached garage.
Plus an outbuilding, which is nice for all your workshop out there. Yeah, got power. It's very nice.
Power in the outbuilding.
Power in the outbuilding.
How big is that? I'm looking to see if I can see it. How big is the outbuilding too? It says pole barn, but
it is 25 by 40.
Oh, that's decent size.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's no water in the basement in this house because there's a basement.
That's right. Don't have to worry about that.
You're on a slab, so you're secure that way.
Yeah.
And of course, Bridgman schools are excellent.
So good.
Part of it is the cook plant, but that's one of the reasons the property taxes are so.
Oh yeah, reasonable.
I would say low on this. Mm-hmm.
Well, it also would make a great second home too if you were coming
certainly.
To Southwest Michigan and you wanted to have a place to escape to. This would be a pretty cool house for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, three bedrooms. Two full baths. The address is 3133 Fairway Lane in Bridgman, and the listing price is $339,900. We're going to take another quick break. We've got more great houses to talk about on Real Talk About Real Estate. Mark and Mary Wartman from At Properties here tonight. The cell phone for Mary, 269-208-1753. Website, mwartman.com. And, of course, At Properties. That's A as in an ampersand properties. Mm-hmm. And Mark's cell phone, 269-876-2929. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace with Mark and Mary Wartman in the studio tonight from At Properties. Mark's cell phone, 876-2929. Mary's is 208-1753. Generally available evenings and weekends, except in between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m.
Oh, that's funny. I got to get some sleep. Sometime.
we just monitor our phone at that time.
I think Mark's doing a lot of market comparison research on houses. Website specifically is mwartman.com. We talked just a little bit ago about the open house that Mary has coming up on Moccasin Path on Sunday. And Mark, you have an open house this Sunday at 4921 Circle Drive in Bridgman. Is that right?
I do. This is a fabulous house. We just went on the market yesterday, so it's brand new in the market. And it's really kind of a cool house. It's tucked in the Dunewood subdivision, which has deeded access to Lake Michigan. This house has been updated and is to perfection. They have three levels of living and three bedrooms, three baths, and a fabulously large screened-in porch, which is really nice. It's on over an acre of land, so you're tucked in the woods. Wooded dune setting. You don't see your neighbors, and it's just very quiet and peaceful.
You've got three bedrooms, three full baths as well, 2,000 square feet, all levels. That it looks like there's a beautiful, is that a three-season, four-season screened-in porch off to the left?
It's just a nice big screened-in porch.
Wow.
It's really cool.
So listing price is $400,000. Non-homesteaded, the property taxes are $4,257. So if you were going to live in it and homestead it, the property taxes will go down next year.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
And even if not, that's you know, that's still very reasonable for property taxes.
Yeah.
Deeded access. Talk about the deeded access to Lake Michigan.
Well, this is a very unique
community.
Community. That's the word I was looking for. It's they've got. There are people that live in there year-round. There's about 30% of them are there year-round. You have 2 points to the beach.
Oh.
So you have, they have little areas where you can park your car. You can take your golf cart down there. And there's really probably only 40 steps to the beach. I mean, if you have been wandering around Lake Michigan this year, you know there's not a lot of beach out right there. And this is just north of Waco, a beach there in Bridgman. They have still have a nice big beach, and they don't have any big bluffs, so it's really nice. And a lot of the people who live there have their kayaks and their canoes and catamarans sitting there, and they go out and use Lake Michigan. It's really cool.
Yeah, Kristen and I, Saturday night, went down to Grand Mere just for a change of pace, because normally we're over by Lions Park, to watch the sunset. And I there is no beach in Grand Mere. I was
there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, a few of them lost it.
So, yeah. Well, and not every community gets somebody rebuilding their beach on a on a regular basis. But
Exactly.
Well, Bridgman still has good beaches down there.
Yeah.
And it's a great area to look at. So definitely.
Good value.
Open house time on Sunday for this?
Sunday, I will be there from 12 until 2. And naturally, if you want to see it and have a private showing, give me a call or send me a note. I'll be happy to get you in there. It's a really cool house. It's one of those that you have to get in to see it. I mean, the kitchen has got stainless steel and granite. It's an open floor plan. The main living room is all vaulted ceilings, big windows. It's really cool. Very nice.
And not only do you have the three bedrooms and the three full baths, so if you're having company over, you know, and spending the weekend, for instance, then, you know, there's some privacy for bathrooms for them. We're not all crowded around one place, but that beautiful wraparound deck, you know, and you're on a full acre in the dunes.
Plus, you have a lower level that's finished with another family room. So if you're there in the middle of the winter and you got family and lots of people hanging out there, you got two extra living spaces, which is nice.
Outstanding. The address, again, is 4921 Circle Hill Drive in Bridgman. Listing price is $400,000. And the open house is Sunday from 12 to 2 and in the Dunewood subdivision. Now, is that... Is this part of the, are those public roads, or is that private roads running through?
Those are private roads, and they do maintain them. They are out there all the time plowing the snow in the wintertime and taking care of things. So
there's a road maintenance agreement.
Yes, it is, and it's a minimal fee. It's $500 a year. So
yeah,
that takes care of the roads and makes sure the beaches, the stairways, and anything else is looking good.
Well, most home buyers wouldn't necessarily run into it until it became a problem, but sometimes private roads don't have a maintenance agreement.
Well, some of the private associations don't even have paved roads.
Right.
So
yeah,
this
particularly
is definitely a plus.
In some of Bridgman, it is a plus. And just for future reference, if there's a private road agreement, Fannie Mae says great. If there isn't, Fannie Mae won't touch you. And Freddie Mac says, yeah, that's fine. We
don't care. Good to know.
We want to go talk about Linden Hills. Is that where we're going to go next?
Yeah, let's go north up to Covert.
More private, it's deeded beach access.
This was different. This one's is a cooperative, and it started... I believe it started in the 20s, and it was started with a group that enjoys environment and trees, and so consequently you have a nice wooded dune setting. It's very natural in there. This one does have the gravel roads going through, so if once you're there, you feel like you're in Canada someplace. It is pretty remote, but it has all the modern conveniences you'd ever want. This is a great house because it's a brand new house. It feels like it's brand new. It was built in 07, so it's 10 years old. But it's got the granite and the counters in the kitchen. It's got the vaulted ceilings. It's got a nice big fireplace inside. It feels kind of like a lodge, an open floor plan with nice bedrooms and a master suite on the main floor.
The address is 80154 Linden Hills in Covert. Listing price is $399.9. We've got three bedrooms, two on the upper floor, one on the main floor. We've got two full baths, about 1,800 square feet, and just a beautiful... I think, again, go out to mwartman.com and look at the pictures. 80154 Linden Hills is the address in Covert. It's on a corner ravine wooded lot.
Yep. It's what's really cool about this one is they have a very nice homeowners association there. It's a cooperative. And they have 1,600 foot of frontage on Lake Michigan.
Wow.
So there is a beach there, and it is very nice. So,
it's private.
And
this is not a public access beach. You got to belong to the co-op.
Yep. And the other nice thing is the current owners of this house, they've been renting it out on a weekly basis. So it does have a very good rental history. So if you buy the house and you don't use it all the time and you want to pay your taxes and set up a rental agreement, you can obviously do that as well.
Certainly. So, you know,
pretty
depending
cool.
on how you use it and how you rent it, then and what you rent it for, because this is not $500 a week kind of rental in the summer. This would be a few thousand dollars.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, you can offset your house payments and your property taxes just by renting some key weeks or, you know, use it as an investment property where you use it for your family when you want to, but rent it most of the rest of the time. And
so they have a groundskeeper there that's there year-round. He kind of checks on things, which is nice. They have tennis courts in the back, so that's pretty nice, too. So it's a unique homeowners association. A lot of people aren't aware of it. It's a great area.
Address again is 8154 Linden Hills in Covert. The listing price is $399.9. If you want to take a tour of the house, of course, you can find it online at mwartman.com or at Ad Properties. Mark's cell phone is 876-2929, and Mary's cell phone is 208-1753. Around the corner... In a sense, not that far away. You have some vacant land out at the Point of Woods?
I do. This property is gorgeous. It's actually two lots. It's combined into one. It's over 4 acres. And the party that owns it, they have cleared the land. They've manicured the trees. They were all set to start building this fall, and they've decided to go in a different direction. So it's a really neat parcel. It's at the end of a cul-de-sac, so it's very private. It has a creek and a ravine on the backside, so you've got a wooded ravine setting. It is really neat, and it's right by Pono Woods, which is an excellent place to go play golf. And
yeah, it is.
So, it's a great subdivision out there, very nice homeowners association, and this is a very unique lot. It's for an executive-style home, and I think you would like it.
4015, well, I know I'd like it, but I'm missing the wife to let me build up there again. 4015 Pinewood Drive in Benton Harbor. Listing price is $85,000. It's a full 4 acres, and Yellow Creek runs through it. And on Cross Street's Point of Woods Drive there.
We just lowered the price. So we came down $15,000 about a week ago. So definitely motivated, and we want to see what we can do.
And that's a... $85,000 for 4 acres, particularly in that area near the Point of Woods, is very reasonable. Whether you have vacant land loans, for those who've never done one, in general, you're looking at 20-25% down, depending on the lender.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to be 3 or 5 year ARM type products, because somewhere in that line, you'll have figured out the plans for the house and you start building. But if you needed a vacant land loan.
So here's something you could even do is you could buy the property, split them apart. You've got two buildable lots. You could build your house on one, sell the other lot, and help pay for the first lot.
Yeah. And, option well, two. Folks who haven't gone through building before, if you just paid cash for this and bought the lot, well, that's your down payment on the construction, the $85,000 that you've already spent. And if it's going to be a year or more before you build, a year down the road from when you bought it, it's worth whatever it's worth. So let's say it's worth $105,000 a year from now. Well, now it's $105,000 down payment on my construction loan. So
That's great.
Just a great opportunity and a beautiful location.
Mm-hmm. We're actually starting to see vacant land sales increase.
Yes.
And we haven't seen that until this year. So there is definitely a trend towards more sales of lots in Southwest Michigan, which is a good sign.
Well, I think that ties into the inventory issue, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there's less houses and there's more buyers on the market than there are number of houses, at some point folks go, boy, I'm tired of losing out on this, on losing out on a bids for a house, or I can't find that perfect move-in, walk-in condition house of what we're looking for. You go, let's buy a land and find a builder, because there are plenty of good builders in the region, and turn around and build exactly what we want.
You're exactly right. I have a couple that I've been working with for at least 4 months. We have looked at lots of houses and lots of price ranges in our area, and they recently put a deal together to build a house because they just got tired of not finding what they wanted. So that's a good sign.
All right. We need to take another quick break, and then we could go through listings for a couple of hours, I think, but all of us have to get back to work and showings. And we'll talk about some more of your listings in just a moment. We're talking with Mark and Mary Wortman from Ant Properties. Ant Properties, the number one, for a long time, has been the number one broker in the region for lakefront and for high dollar homes, and now the number one broker in Berrien County for all sales transactions. Mark's cell phone is 876-2929. Mary's is 208-1753, and the website is mwortman.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and Rural Development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk about Real Estate. In the studio tonight as we wrap up, it's Mark and Mary Wortman from Ant Properties, multi-million dollar producers, over 100 sales in the past 12 months, 35 plus current listings, several under offer though, pending offers. The website is mwortman.com. Mark's cell phone, 876-2929, and Mary's is 208-1753. Let's jump down to, I love the Baroda area, particularly, you know, because there's this
lot of wineries, wine country,
a couple wineries, absolutely.
1950 Plantation Row in Baroda. Listing price is $529,900. This is a gorgeous looking house from the outside. With I see them more in the Baroda area. Houses with front porches, which used to be a very common thing, and everybody sat on their front porch and talked as the neighbors went by. But 4 bedrooms, 2 full baths, 4,420 square feet, finished all levels, built in 2003, so not that old. Tell me about this house.
Well, it's a great house, and they have put everything into it. This was their dream home. They didn't plan on moving. They're getting relocated down south. So this large home has been just great for their family. They did end up finishing off the basement. They put a big family room, fireplace, kitchen, bedroom, bathroom. It's got the egress window, so there's a lot of natural light down there. Also, they put in this very large pool because they love to swim. So they've got the in-ground pool. They put a little house with a roof and TV right there by the pool. They've got all the grills there.
It's more than a pool. It's almost like a spa. Beautiful.
Yeah. And then they put in the really large pole barn, the floats for the Lakeshore schools. A lot of them are made in that pole barn.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good size. It's got a bathroom.
Man cave. It has heat, air conditioning, bathroom, office, all within this magnificent
pool.
So
as the husband, when I'm in the doghouse, it's not a problem.
Yeah, no, you don't mind.
It might be an advantage.
Yeah, there's a TV out there.
It sits on 2 full acres and fenced in backyard, of course, in part because of the pool. But what a gorgeous setting overall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And it's right off Lemon Creek. It's just in a great area. You can get down south, go up north, you know, go to the lake. You know, it's right there. Good location.
So, and I also want to say that for 4,400 roughly square feet, the heat source is geothermal, which means your heat bills are going to
very
be
reasonable.
Negligible.
Absolutely.
Yes.
As opposed to, say, I've got oil or propane or gas forced air coming through trying to heat that kind of square footage. Geothermal, mm-hmm. for those who don't know, runs down through the groundwater,
mm-hmm.
and maintains a steady temperature all year because far enough below the surface,
mm-hmm.
The water doesn't ever freeze, but stays cool in the summer as well.
So. Yeah, they have a really pretty pond out in front of their home with the aerator, so they've always got water. It looks like a park. It's very pretty. You have to see it.
Unless you were, a vacuum salesman. I don't know that we really have those anymore. But
yeah.
But there's a central vacuum.
I know.
Built into the end of the house, too. So.
Oh, it's easy.
And kids,
easy.
You go plug this hose into the outlet of your wall and go vacuum your room.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy maintenance.
Well, this is one of those houses, if you buy it, you don't go on vacation. You just hang out in the backyard.
Yeah.
Right.
Wonderful.
Right. And I have all your friends and family over.
Well, if you've got children in school, for instance, too,
mm-hmm.
the Lakeshore floats, having that space for Lakeshore floats to be built.
Oh, yeah.
It's
awesome.
If your kids are in the Catholic schools or Lutheran schools, those you could still use the barn for those.
Yes. Yes.
You've got an area that, your children's friends you're going to know where they're at, and they're going to have just lots of room for entertainment and family gatherings, the Thanksgivings and Christmases, mm-hmm. all
great,
at your house.
Great place to barbecue in the summer. But yes, in the winter, their family room is very large. It's got the vaulted ceiling, beautiful stone fireplace. Gorgeous. Yeah, you must see it.
Yeah, security system too installed, mm-hmm. by the way. That, mm-hmm. That's an advantage because your homeowner's insurance becomes less.
True. Yeah,
so not
that's
that
a good thing.
Crime rate in Baroda is.
I don't think you have to worry.
No, not at all.
Well, I'm sure you're going to think I'm in love with the man cave, but I got to tell you, there is a lift in there for a hoist for your car, which goes with it. So you don't have to have kids. You can have your toys in there too. And there's a big screen TV. You can show movies in there. I mean, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well thought out.
Just wonderful. 1950 Plantation Row in Baroda, mm-hmm. listing price $529,000. Again, 2 full acres, pool in the backyard with a couple of outbuildings because you have the house next to the pool, the little house next to the pool, as it were.
Yes.
4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of bathrooms. And there's one out by the pool, and there's one in the pole barn. So.
Yeah, having a bathroom by the pool is good because
you don't have to come in the house.
Floating through the pool.
Yeah.
It's a Caddyshack reference.
Okay.
We're old enough to remember.
That's funny.
Mark's cell phone, 876-2929. Mary's cell phone, 208-1753. mwortman.com, their website. And again, that address is 1950 Plantation Row. In Baroda, and I imagine the views from that house are just gorgeous and peaceful.
Very pretty.
As well.
Yep.
So let's move back over to Benton Harbor, 9250 Yund Road. Where is Yund Road? I should know this, and I don't.
Well, Yund Road is actually quite a small road. It's out not far from Nichols and Napier.
Okay.
And it is actually in Bainbridge Township in Waterville Elite Schools. But it has a Benton Harbor tax address. It's a great parcel. It's a beautiful property. They have over 5 acres there, almost 5.5 acres. The house, the people that own the house, they went through and they just totally updated it. They took walls down. And what we talked about earlier, you know, what are people looking for today in the top three things? Well, they've hit most of them with this house. They've got a brand new kitchen. They've got an open floor plan, all new colors. You walk in there and it's, you just take the keys and away you go. It is beautiful.
Yeah. We've got four bedrooms, three full baths. The bedrooms are all upstairs. Two baths on the main floor, or full baths upstairs. One bath, full bath downstairs as well. 2,200 square feet on both levels, and it's on a full almost 5.5 acres. And the property taxes are only $2,459 a year, so very reasonable. Full basement as well?
Yep, yep. It's a nice parcel. It's a house that's pretty well tucked away from the road. Whenever I'm out at the house, the only people I see go by are joggers. I mean, there's no cars. It's just a very small street. So, and they have a nice pond out front. So the house sits up a little bit up on a hill overlooking the pond. And the backyard is huge. There used to be a pool in there. There's plenty of space to put in-ground pool if you want in the yard as well. So you got woods, you got an open area, you've got it all.
All right, waterfront access?
Only your own private pond.
Well, it's your own private pond.
So. You got frogs and turtles and all kinds of fun things out there.
And maybe bass if you wanted to stock it.
Yeah, you got a lot of birds out there. It's across the street is a natural area it won't be built on, so you get a lot of birds out that way.
It's preserved.
Mm-hmm. I believe it is, yeah. I'm not sure.
House was built in 1972, but as you said, completely updated. And fireplace as well. The listing price is $317,900. 9250 Young Road in Benton Harbor. You can call Mary at 208-1753 or Mark at 876-2929 to get inside and have a full tour, as it were. And the website, of course, is mwortman.com with all kinds of beautiful pictures of that listing and all the other listings you guys have out currently. Because 35 listings, and roughly, I know some are under pending offers or backup offers, but that's pretty impressive.
For two agents, we keep very busy.
Yeah, it's a nice working team. When one of you is occupied, the other one's available.
Exactly.
We work very well together. Mm-hmm. So we're always tag teaming and keeping our customers happy and running out the door. And so we see each other in the morning for coffee, and we catch up about dinner time
or Thursday night's choir practice.
Yeah, that's right.
Anything else you want to add before we close out for the night?
All I would say is fall is almost here. And, you know, I get real busy in the fall with second home properties in Lake Michigan and Inland Lakes. And we've got some great parcels and great properties out there. And it is a great time to be looking at second homes as well.
It is, and we're going to, rates are still steady and not expected to go dramatically anywhere, and so this fall is going to be a great time to, whether it's a primary residence or a first home. I think in some cases, sometimes, this is not exclusive for everybody, but folks who didn't sell their house for whatever reason over the course of the summer, if it's not a second home property but would be a school district primary home residence, particularly if they're empty, they start going, boy, I really don't want to carry this house through the winter.
Right.
And for those who are haven't found the right house or lost out on offers because somebody else bid more, however it may be, there's still an opportunity in September and October to find that right house.
Mm-hmm. We sell a lot of properties between now and February.
Yeah.
And people are always looking, so it's a great time to list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Once again, Mary's cell phone is 208-1753, Mark's 876-2929, and the website, of course, the At Properties website, but mwortman.com. Hope you have a great weekend, and good luck in your open house on Sunday.
Thank
I'm sure both those
Thank
houses.
You so
we really
much.
Appreciate it. Thank you, John.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. An equal housing lender. Real talk about real estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.